Welcome to Daily Defining Moments. This is Pastor Allen, and it's great to have you with me. Our goal each day is to help you open the Bible and connect with Jesus. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We're reading through the New Testament portion of the one-year Bible in the New Living Translation. Today is March 10th, and we're reading in Mark chapter 14. Jesus is on trial before all the religious leaders. And verse 61 says, Jesus was silent before them and made no reply. But then the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" This was the question. Watch how Jesus responds very clearly. Verse 62, Jesus said, "I am." He says, "And you will see the Son of Man seated in the place of power at God's right hand and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes to show his horror and said, "Why do we need any other witnesses? You have all heard this blasphemy. What is your verdict?" "Guilty," they all cried. "He deserves to die." Well, he was guilty. But he did not deserve death because he was telling the truth. I love C.S. Lewis. He was a famous writer, and he said about Jesus in his book, Mere Christianity, "Either Jesus is a liar, a lunatic, or he's Lord." You know, occasionally people will say about Jesus, "Well, he was just a good moral teacher," or "he was just a good religious man," or "he was a prophet." But that is not what Jesus claimed about himself. Jesus claimed to be the Messiah, the Son of God, the Anointed One, the Savior of the world. And what C.S. Lewis pointed out is that either means he's a liar, so he could just be making this up, or he's crazy. He's one of these people that are out of their mind and they believe that they're God when obviously they're not, or he's Lord. He is who he claimed to be. So the question is, how do we know? This is why the resurrection of Jesus is so important. The resurrection of Christ proved that Jesus was who he claimed to be. Recently, I read this book titled Person of Interest, Why Jesus Still Matters in a World That Rejects the Bible. It's interesting. It's written by a man named J. Warner Wallace. He's a former police detective. He was an atheist, and he began to investigate the life, the death, and the resurrection of Christ. But he began by throwing out the Bible and just looking at the historical evidence, and his research and his conclusion is quite compelling. He makes it clear, Jesus is alive. He is who he claimed to be. You'll find the notes about that book in the podcast notes. But let me say this, if Jesus is the Christ, if Jesus rose from the dead, if Jesus is Lord, can't you trust him with your life? What is the area of your life that you've been holding back, that you've been afraid to surrender to him, that you've been afraid to let him be in charge of? Ask God to show you, and then have the courage to open your heart and invite Jesus in. Listen, if Jesus can overcome death and the grave in order to give us eternal life, then Jesus has the power to enter into your life, in your circumstances, your situation, and show you the way. Will you trust him? I love Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, "Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." You know, when Jesus claimed that he would rise from the dead, when Jesus claimed he would return in power and glory, everybody thought he was crazy. It turns out he is Lord. Can I pray for you? Let me pray and ask God to give you the courage and the faith to trust him in every area of your life. Father, thank you so much for being so faithful to us. We thank you for your life, your death, and your glorious resurrection. Lord, your resurrection proves you are who you claimed to be. Therefore, we can trust you. God, I pray for every person listening. If there's anything in our lives that we've not surrendered to you, anything in our lives we've not invited you to be in charge of, to be king over, Lord, today, give us the faith and the courage to trust you, to invite you in, to surrender that area, that relationship, whatever it is, surrender that thing to you, to trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks again for being with me today. I hope you have a great day. Remember, before I begin my day, God has something to say. We'll see you again tomorrow.